and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Wednesday, August 10th. Here are your top stories. First, Qdoba and Modern Market Eatery to merge in a private equity acquisition. Modern Market and Lemonade parent company Butterfly Equity is acquiring Qdoba for an unspecified amount. Each will continue to operate as a separate brand. Second, Papa Murphy's parent MTY acquires Famous Dave's parent Barbecue Holdings. The deal is priced at $200 million or $17.25 a share. Third, here's how GoPuff is becoming the next big food delivery player. GoPuff sits somewhere at the intersection of a convenience store / grocery delivery service, ghost kitchen, and most recently, a virtual food hall. Fourth, Nation's Restaurant News names the 2022 Hot Concepts. Emerging restaurant chains Homestate, Plant Burger, Project Pollo, and 60 Vines will be honored this fall at the Create Event Dinner in Denver. And finally, summer slowdown continues for restaurants as record high inflation keeps consumers questioning spend. New data from Black Box Intelligence confirms fewer price hikes positively impacts intent to return and leads to increase in guest traffic and sales. Now let's dive deeper into one or two of these stories. On Tuesday morning, private equity firm and Modern Market Eatery's parent company, Butterfly Equity, announced the intent to acquire fast casual chain Qdoba Mexican Eats for an unspecified amount of money. The transaction, which is expected to close in the third quarter of 2022, will merge Modern Restaurant Concepts, which has Modern Market Eatery and Lemonade, with Qdoba into one fast casual restaurant platform, though all three will continue to operate separate brands. Then, just a few hours later, MTY Food Group, parent of Papa Murphy's, acquired Famous Dave's parent Barbecue Holdings. The deal was priced at $200 million. Barbecue Holdings, parent of Famous Dave's, as well as Village Inn, Barrio Queen, Granite City, and other restaurants, operates over 200 franchise locations and 100 corporate-owned stores. Barbecue Holdings acquired Barrio Queen earlier this year. This comes 2 weeks after the purchase of Bellagreen by Obopan's parent, Ampex Brands, which was allegedly a long time in the works. What does all this mean with the looming recession ahead? NRN's editorial director Sam Okus weighs in.
Well, I mean, I think probably MTY, which acquired Famous Dave's and Barbecue Holdings, that probably was an attractive portfolio of companies that Barbecue Holdings had created. And if you look at MTY, they have many, many brands under their portfolio. Of course, Papa Murphy's among the most significant of those. And it's a wide range of companies as well. So if you're looking for acquisition targets and there's a company that itself already has multiple brands in its portfolio, then it's kind of two birds with one stone that you can acquire multiple brands all at once.
And what about the acquisition of Qdoba by Modern Market and Lemonade's parent company? That seems like an odd grouping on the surface, but Sam seems to think that it will be beneficial.
I think it actually makes sense because we're talking about two brands, Modern Market and Lemonade, that are you know, fast casual, not leaders necessarily, but exciting brands, exciting emerging concepts in the fast casual space. I would say Modern Market in particular has got a vibe that fits really well with the direction that the fast casual industry is going. You know, you're thinking more upscale dishes, plated dinners, healthier foods, kind of a farm to table vibe going on there. Lemonade has some of those elements as well. When those two companies merged, it was like kind of taking two companies of a mind, one in Denver, one out of LA, and sticking them together, and it just made sense. Qdoba doesn't necessarily have the same connective tissue, but when you think Qdoba is a significantly large fast casual company, and so I think bringing it into a portfolio of fast casual companies, you know, you have one that's sort of a fast casual of the past with two brands that are more like the fast casual of the future. You know, maybe together they make the fast casual a present. I don't know. But I think there's something that Modern Market and Lemonade will clearly be able to tap into the resources of a national chain like Qdoba while they're still being able to be that sort of high quality, fast casual connective tissue among all of them. Whereas I expect Qdoba will be able to draw from the sort of startup emerging brand energy coming out of Modern Market and Lemonade. Qdoba, of course, is competing with Chipotle. That's sort of the granddaddy of the digital native millennial friendly brands. And they need to be able to tap into the same kind of strategies to be able to succeed against Chipotle and the other fast casual Mexican competitors. So I think by being paired up with companies like Modern Market and Lemonade, I think they'll be able to pull some of that shine from those companies and be able to do that. But on the whole, again, what you're creating here is a fast casual holding company where you have three brands with various fast casual learnings, with various advantages in the fast casual game that can support each other. So I think that acquisition is a really interesting to watch.
Usually we say when one merger happens, there will be more. It seems as though the Bella Green merger has given way for these two on Tuesday. What else can we expect in terms of mergers and acquisitions?
I think there are a lot of deals to be had right now. The last couple of years coming out of the pandemic have not been friendly to a lot of companies. When you look at things like inflation, you look at the labor challenges, just the sheer costs going up, it's a challenging business climate. And so a couple of years ago, really right at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a theory that, well, we were in a great position for bigger companies to scoop up smaller companies because of such a significant blow that restaurants were taking from the pandemic that, you know, the bigger companies that survived better than the smaller companies would have more cash on hand, would be able to acquire smaller companies. We didn't see a ton of that, but I think if you take a step back and you look at the last 3 years more broadly, you have seen a little bit more of an uptick in acquisitions. And I think it's a lot of that does stem back to the early days of COVID-19 because of the fact that there have been so many struggles for restaurant companies in the past couple of years. And the fact that for those who have not been able to climb back out of the hole that 2020 created, they're going to be a better acquisition target now for some of the companies that are prepared to make a move like that.
And what about the impending recession? It's the word of the moment, and some people believe we're already in one. Typically, M&A activity slows or stops during a recession, but this activity would be indicative that we weren't in a recession. What does Sam think?
You typically see mergers and acquisitions, you see that activity really slow down because, of course, you know, companies are really trying to batten down the hatches. You know, there's less capital available to fund these deals. Unlike the early days of COVID-19, a recession really directly impacts all companies in a pretty negative way. Whereas there were some very clear winners at the early days of the pandemic that it wasn't a recession at all, but it also just didn't behave like a typical downturn. So that's what we may be seeing now, is knowing that there could be this recession ahead. It could be those companies that are hungry for deals want to try to expedite the process in preparation for the recession that could be around the corner. And again, right now, there are a lot of deals to be had because so many restaurant companies are struggling to pick themselves up off the mat after getting hit with the pandemic, getting hit with supply chain issues, inflation, labor. Again, not everybody has been able to navigate around those challenges as well as some companies. And so if there's a company that's down and it needs a pick me up, and then you got another company that's looking for an acquisition and wants to get that deal done, well, I think you're going to find two mutual parties who are going to be able to help each other in a merger or acquisition.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Until then, stay tuned to NRN.com for all your news.